been 5 days, and I haven't lost a single pound on this damn liquid diet.
Maybe because it's gin.
Annie Fine, how do you eat like that and stay so thin?
I have a very fast metabolism. Every time I think about how old I am and the fact that I'm still single, my heart starts racing.
Niles, were you listening in on that toast when I had my meeting with that accountant?
I most certainly was not.
Good, because I just had the French doors painted.
Oh, well, I'll warn the children.
Good God, man. Is it so bloody important for you to know how much I'm worth?
Niles, you have paint on you.
So do you.
Sir, I wasn't snooping. I was cleaning. Honestly, keeping this house in order is a round-the-clock job. I hardly have time to skulk about.
Niles, it's a spy shop. Your night vision goggles are in.
Let that be the last time I catch you snooping. And tomorrow, I'm disconnecting that bloody intercom.
Oh, sir, not the lifeline.
Honestly, if I were Mrs. Sheffield, my first act would be... Well, my second act would be to fire that no-good lint trap.
If you were Mrs. Sheffield, please hang up and dial again.
Fine, I am perfect for Maxwell. I am dependable, respectable, and men are always drawn to my classic Swedish features.
So you're a Volvo. Unfortunately for you, Mr. Sheffield wants to get his hands on something a little sportier that he can take the top down.
Well, you know, obviously we disagree. What do you want to do? Dress up like pinatas, blindfold Maxwell, give him a stick and see which one of us he whacks first?
No, I was going to say that we should get an impartial third party to be the judge. But you know, your way is a nice tip of the hat to Mexican culture.
An impartial third party? Like whom?
Well, like, Dr. Joyce Brothers. I met her once. She's very smart. She was on Hollywood Squares. She knows things.
A bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair,
she was there.
That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling. She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Joyce Brothers. Thank you. Oh, it's all set. She's going to come over and observe us with Mr. Sheffield and determine who will make the better wife.
You're kidding.
No. She has a great deal of respect for our experiment.
She has a musical she wants to pitch to Maxwell.
Wrote a score for Nuts.
Well, let's just keep this between us, because if Maxwell finds out, neither one of us will have a shot at him, and he'll think we're both morons.
Good. I couldn't agree more. Oh, and you know what? In case he does find out, let's just tell him that Val thought of it. That won't be a tough sell. What are you doing?
Nothing.
And with my Vinnie Barbarino glass from Chevron? You see, this is why we cannot have nice things.
You know, even if I could keep Dr. Brothers coming here a secret, and I wouldn't take those odds to Vegas... How do you plan to explain her presence to Mr. Sheffield?
The woman deals with the psychologically deranged. She could be here for me, Gracie. And let me tell you something, mister. You ain't far from the top of the list. And don't you blab. I will know. Because Mr. Sheffield always acts self-conscious when he knows he's being watched.
What?
Nothing.
Why are you staring at me?
What? Go about your business. Do what you're doing.
Well, I can't now. You're watching me. It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
That's how much much for making amateur videos on our honeymoon. I just hate these credit applications. Date of birth, not applicable. Mm-hmm. Sex, 5 years ago Tuesday.
Well, what do you need another credit card for anyway?
Oh, I want to get credit so I can buy some new outfits to impress Dr. Joyce Brothers. I mean, look at me, Val. I look like a cheap tot, and not in the good way.
Yeah, but I think under salary you made a mistake.
Well, that's because last time I put my real salary on an application, they sent me food stamps and a box of government cheese.
You know, I remember that. It had a surprisingly tangy aftertaste.
You know, maybe I shouldn't put 50 grand down. It sounds like I'm trying too hard.
Yeah, 50's too much. Make it $49.99. That's how they sucked me in on the abdominizer.
Yeah, that's good.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing, sexual healing, something that's good for me. Oh, crap. I dusted through Rosie. I can't believe she's applying for another credit card. And I really shouldn't snoop. But maybe I'm a reference, in which case I have a right to know. Where's age? Age, age, age. Oh, this must have been age. Let's see, salary.
Sir, I demand a raise.
No, as I am actually in the room, so you might want to rehearse this somewhere else.
I am saying it to your face this time. I demand a salary increase, and I demand it now.
Well, that certainly took a lot of backbone, I must say. You know, normally my answer would be no. But based on your bold approach, my answer is hell no! How dare you come barging in here like that, making demands? Can't you see I'm busy?
Yes, I know how much effort goes into ordering an air-conditioned pit helmet from the Sharper Image.
What exactly brought on this sudden surge of greed, anyway?
Well, I was upstairs looking through Ms. Magazine. Did you know that, like many women in today's marketplace, I too am underpaid?
Well, I happen to think you're very well paid for drinking my brandy, smoking my cigars, and giving conducted tours of the house when I'm not here saying it belongs to Jacqueline Onassis.
Bouvier before she was married.
Look, if it wasn't for me, you'd still have that summer job playing ukulele on some London sidewalk with your partner, Larry.
Well, at least Larry treated me like a human.
Well, of course he treated you like a human. He was a bloody monkey. Look, if you're not happy here, perhaps it's time you made other arrangements.
All right, then, you repressed tightwad. I quit!
Oh, good! Go on, quit then! Go!
By the way, there was a call from someone who wants to back your new show.
Well, who was it?
It was...
Oh, my God, Niles! Did I just hear you quit?
Hmm.
How can you, after all you two have been through together? Do you remember when Mr. Sheffield had that horrible contagious flu? You were the only one that he would let in his room.
Yes, it's memories like that that will sustain me until I get to the curb outside.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, you can't just let Niles go. You're making a big mistake. He's my best friend. Oh, God, do you smell delicious. What is that? Are you wearing Aramis?
You can forget it, Miss Fine. My mind is made up. Niles is nosy, greedy, surly, and he's gone. Now, as lady of the house, I want you to start finding a replacement immediately.
Oh, come on. You want me to replace my best lady of the house? You know, that Niles could be surly from time to time.
What's going on?
Niles quit. I'll get it. Hi, Mom. What are you doing here?
Don't you remember? We're having lunch with Aunt Frieda. It's the anniversary of her husband's death.
Oh, which husband?
Well, since she's buried 7, she decided to lump them all together like President's Day.
Well, you know, as much as I'd love to watch you and Frieda fight over who gets the chicken butt, I've really got to find a replacement for Niles.
I can't believe he quit. It's so sad.
I know.
I can still smell his chicken cacciatore. It's like when you lose a limb and you swear it's still there.
Yeah. That's Frieda. My, you be nice.
Well, now that my sister-in-law Frieda is a millionaire, let's see if, God forbid, she brings cake.
Ma, you're going out to lunch. What do you need a cake? Oh, for the cab ride.
Hi, Frieda.
Mwah, mwah.
Hi, Sue.
Mwah, mwah.
Oh, Sylvia, I love the lighter rinse you're putting on your hair. You know, it's nice when you get a little older to go a little softer.
Like you took us.
So, where's Mr. Hunky Butler?
Oh, Hunky went out the dory.
You mean he quit? Oh, well, maybe he left a little chicken cacciatore in a Ziploc.
Been there, done that.
You know, Frieda, I was just going to say, I mean, it's kind of awkward for me, but since you're so loaded and you've got so much money...
Franela, say no more. Your mishpacha. Here, dog.
Oh, no, Frieda. I just meant I thought you should hire Niles. Oh.
I don't know, a butler? You know, I'm just not comfortable bossing people around. Sylvia, cold drink. Move it.
I'll dance on your grave someday.
Could use some help. I've got all that lardo porcelain to dust.
Frieda, it's Yadro.
You can pronounce it. I can afford it.
It's fine.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I just wanted to let you know you can call off the search. Cece's found the perfect butler with sterling credentials, I might add. I'm very pleased.
Oh.
Thank you, Cece.
You're welcome, honey.
Did you hear that? He is pleased with the help I hired. I think Dr. Brothers would approve.
All right, you win. When me and Mr. Sheffield get married, you can hire all the help. All right, girls. Well, it looks like I can have lunch with you after all.
How about Mexican?
Nah, I'm in the mood for matzo ball soup.
Have you tried Casa de Hadassah?
No. They have great fajitos.
Oh, my God. They've got a tequila sunrise sunset.
I love it.
And finally, Trevor, this is the kitchen, your domain. We have the butler's pantry on the left, the wine cellar on the right, and the trappy nanny on her ass.
Listen, Trevor, let's just get one thing straight right off the bat. You took my best friend's job, so you and I are not going to be compadres.
As long as we're being honest, I don't want your mother dropping by incessantly. A woman her age should be retired and living in a warm climate.
You know, I got 2 tickets for rent Saturday night. What do you say we go together?
And as for your attire, it is inappropriate for the nanny to be seen in such revealing outfits in front of the master and his children.
Please! Besides, if I wanted to be revealing, I could have unbuttoned these buttons, and I wouldn't have worn a bra. Oh, woo, peekaboo.
How can you stand him? I mean, he's so cold, stuffy, and repressed.
I know, honey, but he is your father. Oh, you meant Trevor.
Why are you children still here? You should be in school.
Oh, Fran's taking us to Maury Povich to see that 80-pound baby. Here, Dad doesn't need to know.
Excuse me, but I cannot be bribed.
This one's gonna be trouble.
God, Frida.
I know. It took forever to paper over those carved mahogany walls. But don't judge it now. When I get my furniture out of storage, it'll fill in all those bare spots.
Listen, Frida, I want to talk to you about Niles. I want him back, and you can get anyone to do what he does around here.
Oh, Frida, it's booty call.
Niles, you hussy, you.
Don't knock it, baby.
You took a diamond ring? And a dental plan?
I'm shagadelic, baby.
Oh, Franny, it's so nice to have a man around the house. Niles, I'm going to start the bath. Don't be long, my private dancer.
Niles, I don't believe you. Dressing up in sexy clothes, throwing yourself at your boss, it's sick.
But it seems the only way I can make your high salary is to shake my groove thing without Frida.
What do you mean, my high salary?
I saw your credit card application. You put down that you make $50,000 a year.
Oh, I had to. That's the same thing when I tell Mr. Sheffield that I'm 29. I'm seeking approval. Now, come on, I'm taking you home.
No, no, I will not have Mr. Sheffield constantly calling me a snoop. I have my dignity.
Nancy, put on the velvet speedo with the bullseye.
Look, it's too late to come back now. I've made Frida's bed, and now I have to lie in it.
Well, fine. Just remember, I've been working for Mr. Sheffield almost 5 years, and still I haven't slept with him. It's official. I'm a schmuck.
I fixed you a drink, Miss Babcock. I thought you might be nervous about Dr. Brothers' visit. I hope she picks you.
Trevor, it doesn't matter. I'm not going anywhere. Nanny Fine may be dumb enough to honor our deal, but I'm in show business. My promises don't mean squat. Oh, Nanny Fine, that is low!
Well, I had to pull out the big guns. You went to finishing school. I had trouble finishing school.
Well, you look ridiculous. That is a cheap, dowdy, matronly sack. On you, it sings. Hello, C.C. Babcock. Everyone's choice for Mrs. Sheffield.
Hi, Dr. Brothers. Good to see you again. You know, I don't want you to feel any pressure at all to pick me, you know, just because I could get Mr. Sheffield to listen to your score for nuts.
I'm a professional, dear. You can't play passive-aggressive with me.
Oh, wow. What do you say to this? I got a rich aunt. There's more where that came from. Now?
Dr. Brothers, you
You don't need her. I am in show business. I can arrange that pitch meeting with Maxwell. I promise.
Mom, where did you come from?
The visor angle wouldn't let me in. The boy had to help me up the trellis.
The Sheffield line ends here, okay?
Come back. Hide me, please.
What happened?
I can handle the jacuzzis and giving the oil massages. I can even suck on a big toe the size of a Louisville slugger, but I will not do windows.
Nancy! Oh,
God, Sasquatch.
I heard what they said about you and St. Arthur.
Quiet! Trevor, what the hell is going on in my house?
I wouldn't know. I don't get involved in other people's business.
Well, that's not much bloody good to me, is it? You're fired.
You? You're rehired. Do I get a raise?
No.
I'll take it. Hello.
Hello.
Miss Fine, what is Dr. Joyce Brothers doing in my sitting room?
Well, if you must know, she's here to decide whether me or Miss Babcock is more right for you. Not that it's any of your business.
What? You can't be serious. Well, you two have turned into a couple of complete morons.
It was Val's idea.
Dr. Brothers, I don't know under what pretense these two got you here, but I do apologize for their lunacy.
No problem. Act one. A lone schizophrenic prostitute sings. I stabbed a man in the guts. Now they're calling me nuts. But I can't help it.
Yes, and this is the room where Miss Bouvier first met Jack Kennedy.
Niles!
Tour's over. Don't be funny.
Tonight, it's the brand new series here on Living TV of Will and Grace. Make sure you don't miss it from 9 tonight. Next, there's Trouble Ahead for Piper. Enchant.